With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
Come on, turn the radio on. It's Saturday and I won't be long.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
For goodness sake, Beth, keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America's sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
I'm Heidi Harris, in for Annie Fry. How you doing? Good afternoon. Lots to get to today. Yes, we are going to talk about possibilities of St. Louis County going back to masks. We'll get to that. And I saw a story today in USA Today about how businesses can legally ask whether you've been vaccinated. Yeah, that'll be the last time I'm in that business. We'll get to that. Got Ryan and Jake here. Lots to get to. Now, this week, as you know, Joe Biden has tried to make it sound as if the economy's good. Everything's fine. It's good. America's back, baby. Okay, we should all be fine. Well, apparently not so much between Wall Street, which is, you've seen some crazy things on Wall Street this week, the Delta variant, and people getting a little nervous. It's a problem. Jackie Heinrich kicks it off this afternoon from the White House. How are you, Jackie?
Hey, I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
I am doing well, despite the fact that, you know, you look at the economy, you see people paying more for everything, food, gas, all the normal things that normal people need. And yet Joe Biden's still trying to characterize it as, okay, no, there's no inflation. It's good. It's all good.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, this has been a challenge for the administration to get around. I wouldn't say that they've updated their messaging around inflation yet, but you do see a big change from just a few weeks ago, where there was, you know, this sort of celebratory air, the pandemic is over, to this deep concern for folks who have not gotten their vaccines to get their shots because the Delta variant is spreading. You had the White House confirm that a staffer tested positive in the last week. Nancy Pelosi's office over on the Hill also had a staffer test positive after exposure to that group of Texas Democrats who, you know, went around Washington talking about the voting rights legislation. And six of them in their group have tested positive. Now they're all vaccinated. So you've got these breakthrough cases, you know, of people testing positive despite having gotten the vaccine. Granted, their symptoms are mild or non-existent, but it just shows that this is really a concern. And, you know, when you've got the CDC saying that we're not going to update any guidance regarding masks, despite the variant spreading, despite this new surge in cases, 83% of new cases are the Delta variant, according to new data yesterday. And 50% by the way, from July 3rd, and fatalities also climbed by nearly 50%. So they've got a big challenge to try to generate outreach to these folks who have not yet gotten their vaccines. And that is a sobering reminder that the pandemic is not over. And it certainly conflicts with sort of the celebration that we were feeling in Washington just a few weeks ago.
Yeah, Yeah, that's who we're speaking with, Jackie Heinrich from the White House. I'm Heidi Harris in for Annie Frye. Yeah, it's interesting to watch because they say 83% of the cases are the new Delta variant. Well, that makes sense if the virus has mutated, which they always do, then of course all the new cases are going to probably be Delta variant. And I'm not trying to downplay any of this, but it's hard to get perspective on it. They say 99.5%, as you just mentioned, of people who are dying have not been vaccinated. But how many people is that versus how many people who've already, we don't know, you know, people who've already had COVID, like me, how long does the immunity last? There's so many questions. But as you've seen in the past, fear is so important and so widespread that people, it's the unknown that people freak out about, whether it's Wall Street or business owners who are not going to go back to work. I saw a story, I'm sure you did too. Apple's not going to have people back in offices till September now. So all of those things have an effect on, you know, I was thinking about the real estate, commercial real estate, and all these things are all interrelated.
Yeah, there's definitely a concern that we are headed toward another shutdown. I mean, you saw the Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell yesterday literally pounding on the podium saying that the only way that we're not going to get back into the position that we were in last year is to get vaccinated. Everyone's seeing the warning signs. You're having these breakthrough cases. You know, in large part, they're saying because you have areas with, you know, lower vaccination rates where the virus is spreading rapidly, and then you've got spread on a different level. You're going to have some breakthrough cases. Obviously, if you can mitigate the spread through vaccination, you know, hopefully you won't get into that position. But you've had, you know, Republican voices trying to get in front of this. Steve Scalise also revealed that he, even after having had COVID or testing positive for antibodies, decided to get the vaccine last weekend, given the rapid transmission of the Delta variant. So you're hearing sort of a more serious messaging coming from certain politicians who, you know, not to say that they haven't been pro-vaccine or anything up until now, but really you're hearing from Republicans who are concerned about the economy and what this might do to folks who suffered all of last year. You're dealing with inflation, and now you're facing the prospect of another shutdown. And, you know, the data is showing that the best defense against that is to get people vaccinated. So that's the messaging that they're really latching on to.
Jackie Heinrich is anchor with Fox News on the phone with us this morning talking about COVID. So this seems like it would be a tough message for the White House, a tough line to walk. They want to talk about how they're making the economy return. It's big, and we're getting everybody back to work. Yet at the same time, they're the most fear-mongering of anybody. They want to push this this idea that the pandemic will never end. What do you see coming out of the White House, and which direction are they going to go with it?
Well, I think right now their biggest concern is just going to be getting more shots into the arms of people who have, as of yet, decided not to get the vaccine for whatever reason. There's a big push to address misinformation around vaccines. You saw that blow up last week. You know, they singled out Facebook, and there was a lot of blowback from that. But they're trying to get, you know, accurate messaging out about the data, about the efficacy, about, you know, the truth around some of the myths that people believe. And that's really their biggest focus. I mean, over here, we're all kind of wondering what is going to happen with the mask requirement, because the CDC has not changed their guidance on wearing masks. They want people to be able to forego masks because that's an incentive to get vaccinated. But you're going to start to see, you know, different organizations flout that guidance, different localities flout that guidance. In LA, masks are mandatory indoors for everyone, regardless of vaccination status. In Las Vegas, they're recommended. The American Academy of Pediatrics, I believe, said that they're advising that all kids over the age of 2 wear masks in school, citing the variant. Now, the CDC says only the unvaccinated need to be concerned about that, but you're starting to see people wonder, how long is that guidance going to last? Because you are having these breakthrough cases, and if people are testing positive, whether it's because you've got a population that, you know, the virus is spreading rapidly in, or because, you know, the vaccine is evolving as it you can expect it would do, there's just the question of how this is going to look in the fall.
And no question. We're speaking with Jackie Heinrich. She's, of course, an anchor at Fox News Channel. She's coming to us live from the White House this morning. Speaking of Las Vegas and the fact that they reinstituted the mask mandate for the employees, not for the customers, as you know. But what's interesting to me is a lot of places around the country are talking about a mask mandate, reimposing some kind of mask orders or something. But the problem is, if you got the vaccine, I'm not asking you to have an opinion on this as a reporter, but people who got the vaccine, who were told everything would be okay, no masks, happy days are here again. Here we go. Now we're being lied to and being told, nope, you got to put that mask back on. I don't care whether you got the vaccine or not. And I don't know how going forward that is going to help them push the vax on anybody else.
Well, I think that's why you've seen the CDC, which is really the proponent of vaccinations, not change their mask guidance. Their messaging has stayed consistent. If you're vaccinated, you are protected. That being said, you know, the White House is saying if, you know, local cities or other organizations want to take other steps, that's within their right to do that. I do wonder, you know, how they square one piece of, you know, sort of conflicting information. CDC is saying, you know, if you're vaccinated, you're safe. Masks are not necessary. But they're also keeping the mask requirement on public transportation and on airplanes, citing the transmission of variants. So you've got sort of the same argument for and against masks, both coming from the CDC, and I think that they're going to need to figure out how they're going to square that problem, because you can't have the CDC saying if you're vaccinated, you don't need a mask, but on an airplane you do.
So yeah.
There's going to be questions about that.
Jackie Heinrich, anchor with Fox News, on the phone with us. So are they citing, obviously everybody keeps talking about the cases are going up. I'm looking at the CDC's death total right now. The 7-day death average is right now 249. Now there could be a lag once we see cases start to go up. Maybe that'll be right behind it. But right now, that's not an issue. Is that what the CDC maybe is looking at that we're not talking about much?
You know, I won't speak for the CDC. I think that one reason that has been sort of tossed around is on, you know, airplanes, for instance, and this also relates to travel to foreign countries where the restrictions have not been lifted. We don't know, you know, or we are not comfortable with the vaccination rates of other countries or international travelers. I don't know how you apply that logic to something like Amtrak. Maybe they can, because it's the same logic for both flights and trains. But I do think that they've said, you know, one of the factors in trying to determine when they're going to lift the travel restrictions, when they're going to eventually lift the mask mandate on public transportation, comes down to vaccination rates elsewhere. And we've had in the U.S. much more access to vaccines than, you know, a lot of other countries. We're shipping them off to folks who don't have them. So I think that's how they're approaching it.
Yeah, it's interesting to see. And it's going to be fascinating to watch, Jackie Heinrich from Fox News, because here we got 2022 looming and a lot of left-leaning, and I'm not asking you to have an opinion on this, I'll do that part, a lot of left-leaning governors shut everything down, then open things up because many of them are running for re-election. Now they're really in a quandary, because if they shut things down too much, they're risking a lot of people, even independents who may not vote for them. That's a big deal.
Yeah, and especially when you had such a tough year for businesses and, trying to recover from 2020, to go back into a state like that, I think, is everyone's worst nightmare. So there's going to be pressure on cities that, you know, forced shutdowns, and definitely from their own constituents, but also, you know, the eyes of the country are upon them, because you sort of saw a rolling trend when, one city imposed shutdowns and another city did and then another city did. So everyone's watching.
Yeah, absolutely. And nobody knows what's going to happen. That's the craziest part of this whole situation. Jackie Heinrich, Fox News anchor from the White House. Thank you for joining the Annie Fry Show. I appreciate that.
Thanks for your time, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, it's crazy because nobody knows, right, Ryan? Nobody knows what's going to happen in a month, in 2 months, 6 months. Are we headed for a shutdown? I mean, you know, the idea, some of these things, you look at these statistics and you say, okay, 83% of the new cases are from the Delta variant. Okay, well, what does that mean? If the COVID-19 or the SARS-CoV-2, which is what it actually said on my thing that I got my positive test, SARS-CoV-2, the technical name of it, if that is now mutated, well, of course, all the new cases are Delta. Hello?
Yeah, we've been saying that that's it's mutating to be more contagious and mutating to be less deadly. That's
right.
So it's exactly what we're going to see.
Exactly. And nobody is talking about that. Okay, maybe you can catch more easily, then go home for a week or 2 weeks. But this whole idea that everybody has got to, you know, lock down or wear a mask. I mean, the people, I can tell you right now, since she brought up Vegas, I will. The people yesterday in Vegas at the county commission meeting were beside themselves to a person. They handed those county commissioners their butts. They were furious about the prospect of reinstituting any kind of mask mandate. They don't care. La, 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 la. You could see them putting their hands over their ears. They don't care. We will talk about St. Louis County and the comments made yesterday about that, too. This is happening all over the country. These leaders don't know how to lead. They don't know what to do. They're following. Well, should I listen to my constituents, or should I listen to the health department, or should I listen to the CDC? What frustrates me is we've never, ever, ever been in this together, ever. The people who are advising that we all put masks on again, they're not going to lose a dime. They're not going to lose any money. They're still going to get their paycheck. That's what makes me crazy. All right. I'm going to take a breath. I'm Heidi Harris, in for Annie Fry, coming right back.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Heidi Harris, in for Annie Fry. How you doing? Glad you are here. We got a lot to get to coming up this afternoon. Jeroy Murdoch's going to be here. He's going to be talking about Ron DeSantis, the great right hope, he calls him. I like that. I like that a lot. A lot of people like Ron DeSantis. Of course, if you read Politico today, they got a whole story about how, you know, the Republicans or, you know, the Cuba protests ignite the 2024 GOP primary. Oh, okay.
They're terrified.
The Democrats are...
AOC said something the other day about she's worried about regime change in Cuba.
Yeah, I wish she would move to Cuba. I put that on Twitter about 4 o'clock this morning. You know, go move to Twitter. Please, please, please go move to Twitter. I mean, go, just move to Cuba. Just go. Get out of the country. You clearly don't respect anything we're doing. So please move. I'm begging you.
I get she's a fire thrower and she gets headlines, but you're worried about regime change? You want to keep the regime that's in control right now? That's what you're worried about?
Right, exactly.
Like, what?
Yes, you've got it right. That's exactly right. She's worried about regime change. They only want regime change when they only want a regime change in America, okay, until they get what they want. That's correct. You've got it right, Rand. Unbelievable. Okay, this is a funny story. I just had to mention. Frito-Lay. All right, everybody knows Frito-Lay, right? Fritos, Cheetos,
oh, yeah.
Oreos, whatever, ins and OS.
Oh, we know Frito-Lay.
We know Frito-Lay.
Everyone knows Frito-Lay. So apparently there was a strike that was launched on July 5th after a company made a new two-year contract offer. You don't care about any of that, neither do I. But here's the interesting... What?
No, it's just funny. Like, yeah, that, you're right.
We don't care about the business. Tell us about the food. How does this affect my Doritos?
Thank you. I'm glad you guys respect that. It's not that I don't know the story. I know the story. I read the story. I always read the stories. It's just that some of the stuff you don't care about, we could have more fun with the principal. That's what matters to me. You want to get in the weeds, we can get in the weeds. You don't care about the contract with the bakery, confectionery, tobacco workers, and Grain Millers Local 218?
Well, you didn't mention it was that. Now
I'm
interested.
Now you piqued Jake's interest.
Okay, but here's why I picked this story, and I thought this was fun. They're saying now employees had to keep working even when someone dropped dead on the job.
I saw this story. I need to know more details about this, because if it's just some dude is so overworked that he passes out on the conveyor belt, and they're like, yeah, just sweep Steve aside, move the body, keep the chips flowing. I can see how you'd be upset about it, but I'm sure it wasn't just, you know, the guy passed out working the levers on the machine, and somebody just came and, you know, with a broom and moved him aside so somebody else could do it.
Right. No. Here's the thing. Why should you get a half day off just because that person did?
Now that's a take right there, Heidi.
That's indelicate, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, but have you ever seen anybody die at work? Because I have.
No, I got to hear this story, though.
What job?
Well, I have seen, actually, when I worked in a casino back in the day, I saw more than one person. I saw one guy fall right off a bar stool, keel right over.
Heart attack?
I don't know. He was dead before he hit the floor.
Wow.
No. He looked dead to me. I mean, you know, immediately they go purple or blue or whatever it is.
He was a customer, though, right?
Yeah, I'm not making light of it. I'll tell you what, if you probably asked him, how would you like to die? He would probably say falling off a bar stool. Thank you.
Well, yeah, you're probably right.
Right? Would you rather die that way or with tubes up your nose in a hospital bed?
I don't know. It depends on how old I am.
Yeah.
Well, that is true, too. And I saw more than one person die of a heart attack or some kind of thing. But here's the interesting thing. In a casino, when this happens, they never, like, pronounce you dead or anything. Like, they don't pull the sheet over you. That does not happen until, even though you're clearly dead, they keep working you.
No, they just throw a bunch of loose chips on the floor in a different room to distract people from the...
Exactly. Yeah. See, I like the way you're thinking. That's what happens. You drop money, everybody goes, I don't care about the dead guy over there. They call the paramedics. They keep working them until they haul them out, and that's the way they handle it.
I don't know that I've ever seen anybody die on the job. I have seen somebody, actually, you know what? It wasn't on the job, but I did get in a car wreck, and long story short, we were not at fault. So I was a teenager. I was in the back seat. Three of my friends, we were just going to see a movie or something normal on a Friday night. Guy pulls in front of us, left turn, didn't have the left turn arrow, pulls in front of us. We T-boned him. He was somehow out of the car. We don't know how he got out of the car, but he was laying in the middle of the road. And I apparently didn't know this until afterwards, had blood all over my face, but I was the least injured of anybody in the entire accident.
Huh.
I just had one little cut, and it just looked real bad. And I went over and was talking to the guy who was still breathing. But that's the only time I've ever seen a person die. He died, I think, right there. They took him in
how,
the ambulance.
How is that not something? Why was that a story that popped into your head? It's like, oh, wait a minute. Something did happen once. Like, I feel like that's something that sticks with you. Like,
oh,
you
yeah. Well,
that's something I would think about, like,
it
daily.
Wasn't on the job.
That's scary.
That's why I didn't think of it.
That's
in
scary.
Right. Well, we're not trying to get morbid here. I've got some other stories that I won't want to bring people down if I...
We're not trying to get morbid here. I'm going to quote Heidi from about 5 minutes ago. You guys ever see anyone die at work?
Okay. All right. It's a topic that a lot of people can. I remember a couple of years back, I did a topic on my previous show where we were talking about, I found out that I had a really old house. I knew the house was old. I had an old house built in the 50s or 60s. And I found out from a neighbor that somebody had drowned in the pool.
Ooh, weird.
Okay. Years before. And so I never did find out any details about it because the house has been owned by several people. So I didn't know if it was a neighbor or the family. Who knew? But I came on the air and I talked about this. You cannot believe the calls I got from people who said, oh, yeah, I moved into a house that three people have been murdered in or this or that. I mean, so many people had a story. It was crazy.
Would you buy a house if someone died there? You think?
Would I?
Yeah, if it was cheaper, if it was a nice house. And...
Well, no, I didn't know that the person had died there. My husband and I had a house when we first got married that my father died in.
Huh.
But
you know,
natural
knew that.
Causes.
Yeah.
He died of cancer. And, you know, in some states, you have to disclose that. In other states, you do not. And I think that it also depends, and I'm not a lawyer here, so bear with me. If you're a real estate lawyer, you're probably screaming at the radio right now. In some states, you have to disclose it if it was an unnatural death. For example, a murder or something like that.
That makes sense.
In other states, you have to disclose anything like that because it potentially creep people out. I don't know.
I would totally buy a house if somebody was murdered in it. I don't care.
For the price tag or for
yeah,
the ghost?
For the price tag. Well,
oh. For the ghost.
And for the ghost tours. No, my wife would never do it, but I would totally do it because I just do not care about that crap. I don't at all.
Yeah, and it was weird. When my father passed away, it was in our basement. When I know you're saying basement. In Vegas, a lot of people don't have houses with basements in that part of the world, but because they have a real tough kind of soil called caliche, so they don't have a lot of basements like you guys all do. But we had a basement, but it didn't creep me out. After he passed away, it did not creep me out to walk through that room. But that's maybe because I had good memories of my father. He was a great father. I was very attached to him, you know, very close. And so I guess it didn't creep me out. Now, there are people I know who it would creep out.
Yeah, that seems a little different than if it were a dad murdered his wife and kids in a house or something.
Right.
Yeah. And you didn't know them. I still would be like, you know what? I'll take the discount. I'll walk through praying through the house, put oil on the doorways, and we're moving on.
It's crazy I gave you trouble for, like, it's like, why did that story just pop into your head all of a sudden? But something did die at a job that I worked once.
Something died.
It wasn't a person.
Was it your car?
It was a rat in the fryer at McDonald's.
It was not my car, and it was not a rat. I was at the Lake of the Ozarks to play music. It was a private dock party for the 4th of July. These people saw me play at this bar, and they're like, hey, you want to come play our dock party? Big old dock, you know.
You're so good. We got to put you on a record deal, guy.
Yeah. So I get
did
there.
Did they pay you, or did they ask you to do it just for the exposure?
No, they paid me. They paid
me.
Because it was just their family and some family friends. So I roll up. I get through the gate, and I call the guy, and I figure he's out on the dock, but I'm not going to walk down there. I'm going to call him, let him know I'm here. I call him about 5 times. He doesn't answer. And I'm just sitting in my car waiting, wondering, you know, what I should do. And then he calls me, and he's like, hey, man, sorry I missed your calls. Our dog just drowned. And I'm God, are you for real?
That's very specific.
What?
The dog drowned.
That's horrible.
He didn't say my dog just died. He said my dog just drowned.
Why are you bumming me out with that?
That's what you asked. I mean, I guess you asked
if
a person
did. Did you follow
up?
How did the dog drown?
I didn't know what to say because I had met this guy one time at a restaurant and he was drunk at the time. So I'm like, oh well, that sucks. I didn't say that. I didn't know what I said. I'm like, oh, that's terrible. I'm sorry. And then he's like, yeah, but we still want you to play. And I'm like, ah. And then he told me the story. Apparently, the dog had gone swimming and went under the dock and just got stuck. It was a total accident. It was horrible. It was tragic. And I'm setting up my gear and stuff on the dock, and all of these people are around me just looking so depressed. Like, I see, like, on one side of the dock, there's an adult talking to a kid probably about death, and then everybody else is just chilling around, and it's so quiet and so awkward.
And then you had to come in and play some AC/DC.
I ended up playing for 6 hours rather than 4, and we all had a great time, but it was a weird start, for sure.
That is a weird, you know what, that's a weird night. When 9/11 happened, I was still singing for a living back then, and we actually had to work that night. I was doing a duo.
Whoa.
So we're standing in this casino lounge that happened to have TV sets near it, above, you know, way above us, right? They weren't all on mute. And we're even standing there on stage looking at the TV sets, you know, the replay of what had happened earlier in the day. I thought, what a weird night to be playing.
Yeah, same. It wasn't at night. It was in an afternoon class, though. I was in college, and I had to go to a pop culture in America class. It was one of those throwaway, you know, who cares credit hour classes. And they had canceled every other class that day, except that teacher was like, no, it's too important that you come to pop culture class. We're not going to cancel this class on September 11th, 2001.
Do you remember what you talked about that day in that class?
It's good to talk about, yeah.
Well, it was still too fresh for us to... We didn't even really talk about it. We talked about what was in the text.
For a pop culture class, like that event would be great, but only once you had seen the effect that it had on pop culture. At this point,
it's
you're going
news.
To pop culture. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's just some of these weird things. But
real quick story, just since we have a minute here. It's funny because nobody did die, but it was really scary at the time.
Those are the best stories that are only funny because someone didn't die.
In retrospect.
Yeah.
So radio stations, you know, especially, I used to work in music radio here in town, and we would have a prize wheel, one prize wheel. One day, 4,000 people lined up to spin the stupid prize wheel.
Wow.
And it was a summer day. It was just whatever. It was like stickers and coupons and stuff, you know?
Oh, man.
And we were like, well, I guess it's a good turnout, but seems a bit much. And it was a hot day. People were standing for hours just baking, waiting to, you know, I guess meet us and then spin the prize wheel. Four or five people passed out in line. I mean, we're talking, we thought people were going to die. We had to have ambulances out there all to spin this freaking prize wheel. It turns out everybody was okay, so it ended up being kind of funny, but it still was, it's amazing.
It's amazing what people will do for a free whatever, right? They'll wait in line all day long to, audition for a game show or something like that in freezing cold or hot weather. It's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And not every event was like that, but that one in particular was like, wow. I don't know what kind of gold we struck here, but apparently people want to spin the wheel.
All right, now coming up, speaking of pop culture, we're going to talk, this is kind of, I've got a lot of great stories today, including, I love this, there was some justice involving a tow company. Did you know that you are not legally allowed, apparently, to tow or to sell the vehicle of a service member?
No.
There's a different process. If they tow your car off a street, there's a different process for you than there is for a service member. Great story and a big win for the military members here. We'll talk about coming up in a little bit. And speaking of pop culture, we'll talk coming up about these gender reveal parties. Now there's a couple. Listen to this. They started a wildfire that killed a firefighter and burned 22,000 acres just because of their stupid gender reveal party. Can we eliminate those things? We'll talk about it coming up next. I'm Heidi Harris, in for Annie Fry.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Good afternoon, I should say. I'm Heidi Harris, in for Annie Fry. Study shows that COVID-19 risk-taking is going up as people become more desensitized to pandemic life. I can understand that, right, guys? Because I'm so tired of hearing them go, everything's at the same level. I'm really scared, Rochelle Walensky. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. How long can you go through that? And you just go, you know what? I'm just done with the crying wolf.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like if the alarm goes off for long enough, you start to not pay attention to the alarm anymore. When
oh my gosh,
it first
right?
goes off, you're going, oh man, I got to fix this. But if nobody turns it off, you just kind of go about your business.
Right, that's true. It's like fire alarms in your house. You know, when the batteries go, I mean, you just take the battery out and don't replace it.
Yes. Yes, that's so true.
That's what I do.
I know.
My dogs hate it. They go berserk. I've got tons of them. The previous owner put a ton of fire smoke detectors in the house. I mean, there must be eight of them, and this house is not that big. So, and I'm not that good a cook. So when they go off, you know, I have my husband on a ladder frantically. My dogs completely freak out at the sound it makes. It's so loud and so high pitched.
Oh, the problem is too, if you have more than one in the house, like you're saying, if you got, you know, kind of all over the place, they beep once and then they wait 5 minutes to beep again.
Uh-huh.
So you hear it.
And you're walking around.
You don't know where it came from. You got to stand next to one for 5 minutes and wait to see if that one. If it's not, you got to go stand next to another
one. There's so much work involved to find the smoke detector whose battery is running low. Is it really that big an issue?
Yeah, put a man on the moon.
Yeah, I feel like if it was so urgent for me to change the battery, you would make it easier for me to find the battery.
Yes. Man, I agree with you.
Because that 5 minutes you're waiting could spell the end of your house. You never
totally
know.
Totally valid.
Yeah.
Totally valid concern. Absolutely valid. All right, so listen to this. These gender reveal parties, can we all agree this has gone over the top? Whatever happened to just say, hey, guess what? We're having a girl or a boy. How about that? Or come to the shower and find out. Or put it on Facebook. Now it's a big party. Fireworks, clowns, all this crazy stuff, just to let people know.
I think the idea is fun. I think it's a fun idea. But I do think that it's gone way too far because everyone's just trying to one-up each other.
Well, that's what it comes down to. Yeah. Now we got a couple of people in major trouble in California. Refugio Jimenez and his wife. Thank God they're married. Hardly anybody's married anymore, so it's nice to see married people having children. Angela Jimenez pled not guilty this week to charges involving the El Dorado fire in California, which killed a firefighter. This is according to the San Bernardino County attorney, Jason Anderson. Fire erupted September 5th when the couple and their young children staged a baby gender reveal at El Dorado Ranch Park in Yucaipa at the foot of the San Bernardino Mountains. This is all in Southern California, obviously. Here's what happened. These idiots. A smoke-generating pyrotechnic device was set off in a field and quickly ignited dry grass on a scorching day. The couple frantically tried to use, wait for it, guys, bottled water to douse it.
I mean, it's better than not trying at all.
Yeah, right. Then they called 911. Strong winds, yada, yada. You get the point. Okay. The blaze blackened 36 square miles of land in San Bernardino and Riverside counties, once again down in Southern California. But it's just these people do this all the time. All over the country, we hear about something crazy happening because someone's doing a gender reveal party. The charges against them include one felony count of involuntary manslaughter, along with three felony counts of recklessly causing a fire with great bodily injury. Four felony counts, or you know, get that, you get the whole deal. Prosecutors have requested bail be set in the amounts of $50,000 each. They were released with the promise of returning to court. Not sure if they will. Who knows? But can you even imagine? I mean, I can't believe that people would be so reckless. There are so many parts of the country that are completely tinder dry right now. Stunning to me.
So they were trying to set off pyrotechnics with blue or pink or something? Is that what was going on?
I guess. Some kind of thing like that. And I don't even know if those pyrotechnics they were using were legal. I mean, I don't know. But, I mean, it doesn't seem like they probably are legal to have, right?
Well, nothing's legal in California, so we'll just assume that it's illegal.
Yeah, that's, you know what? That is a great point.
These aren't that the first, that's not the first story we've heard like this. Every few months you hear a story about it's always a gender reveal party. Maybe this makes good stories, and that's why we hear about them.
That Yeah, it's crazy. There's a woman named Jenna Carvanitas. Apparently, she's the one who started these gender reveal parties in 2008, or she popularized them anyway.
2008?
She went to Facebook. Yeah, she regressed, expressed her regrets and this and that and the other. But, you know, I'm just stunned.
She expressed regret for starting gender reveal parties?
Well, yeah, even though this isn't her fault, because people have taken it to an extreme that's ridiculous. But 13 other people were injured, including two other firefighters. One of this guy who was killed, this firefighter, had worked as a firefighter for 18 years. I mean.
Yes, but is it a boy or a girl? Do you have that information?
Right. That's the whole thing.
Was it ever even revealed? Or was it all a waste?
Not that I know of. I don't understand why people have to go so big on all these things. Or these birthday parties that cost $1,000 to throw together for little kids. Or, you know, graduation from kindergarten. I mean, really? You're a parent, Ryan. Jump in here. Really?
Yeah, there's too many parties. We've actually, I know that you probably didn't hear Annie talking about this, but there was a very similar story to this a couple months ago that brought up the same topic, oddly. And there was no discussion on the show. We all just agreed, let's just stop gender reveal parties. I actually think they can be fun if they're not like save the date, you know, this is coming and make a big deal about it. If you have a couple friends over and you want to make some theatrics out of it, I think that can be kind of fun, especially for the grandparents and especially if it's your first one. But beyond that, I don't know. It just seems like a bit much.
It's a social media show is all it is.
That's exactly right.
Like, well, if anybody really just wanted to have, because I don't have any kids, but I imagine that if the time came and I'm like, you know what, a gender reveal, like we got a cake with either pink or blue frosting, like that's easy. It's not exciting on social media, though, which is what everybody wants so badly, and that's why half of California is on fire. Because everybody needs to have...
Everybody's all about the clicks and the likes, yeah. And, you know, that's where they get their... Sadly, they get a lot of their, I don't know, what do you want to call it, affirmation?
You know what's funny?
Those kinds of things.
Yeah. That fact that you just shared about the person who apparently started them in 2008, which I totally believe. That's right when you had Instagram and Facebook and everything
really
taken.
Right, well, she
really
popularized them. I'm sure they'd had them before, but she kind of, you know, they went viral with her, I guess.
Doesn't that remind you of, I think her name was Jane Roe in Roe versus Wade?
Yeah.
How she, you know, she fought for abortion, and then years later, now she regrets being the person who made that case possible. Have you ever read that story?
I have read that story.
It's
absolutely
fascinating, isn't it?
Absolutely. It is a fascinating story. Well, people do change and people do grow. And then there are people who get caught up in a political movement. You know, there are people who will sweep in when something bad happens, a tragedy at your school or, you know, a school shooting or some kind of thing happens. And depending on what side you're on, they'll jump in and they'll try to grab you and sweep you up into their movement. Right. And try to make money off you, basically, is what happens a lot of times, or use you as an example to get to achieve a goal they've already wanted to achieve, which, of course, is the case with Roe v. Wade.
So, we did a gender reveal. I got to tell you that before we get to a break here.
Okay, really?
Yeah, we did. It was already. So it was Christmas Eve. So we already. Everybody was already together. So it wasn't like we were having a special party.
See, that's
party
the
for
time to do one.
That's what I
that's
figured.
That's it.
That's what I figured. And we just had cakes baked with. We had twins too, and they were the first grandkids for both sides of the family. So we thought it was worthwhile, and we had two cakes baked, and. Cut into them, and one was a boy and one was a girl. I thought that was totally appropriate.
But what were the babies?
The cakes were male and female. The babies were raising gender neutral.
I was going to say, aren't you sure? Are you sure they're male and female? I mean, don't you want to wait till they're old enough to decide?
Right. We're not putting society pressure on them. We're telling the boy to play with dolls, and we're telling the girl to play with trucks exclusively.
And what about the cakes?
Crap. I don't believe you for a second. I was at a diner a couple of weeks ago in Arizona, believe it or not, and these people were sitting there at the diner. This little boy was about two, maybe two, and he had a piece of toast, and it was kind of shaped, you know, like a triangle, like a toast often shaped. He takes this toast, he's got it on the table, and he's making a car out of it.
Yeah.
And he's going across the table, he's going,
gross. Did he eat it?
It was, no. Well,
okay,
he ate it because he's a kid. I wouldn't touch it after it hit the table. No, we wouldn't, but we're not kids. So, and he's taking this piece of toast, and he literally made a car out of it, and he's going across the table and making the car sounds, and he couldn't have been more than 2 years old. And everybody in this little diner was looking at this kid and just thinking it was the cutest thing ever. You can't teach them that.
No,
you don't see
a
little girl do that, huh?
No, you can't. And my four-year-old makes guns out of everything. Everything is a gun. And we don't know where, I mean, we don't even, I'm a gun rights guy, but we're not in the gun culture or anything. So it's not like they're seeing us, you know, part of that around. He just loves pretending to shoot his older brother.
Those darn video games.
That is so funny. When I was a kid, my brother and his friends would play war out in the backyard, and they would stand around and they would actually hum taps if somebody died, putting air quotes on that. I mean, my brother doesn't even own a gun now, but as a little kid, he's a veteran, but as a little kid, that's what they would do. I mean, little boys are going to be, you know, it's the same thing. When you hear about a child who pulls a dresser down or something like that, it's always a little boy climbing all over the place. It's never a little girl.
It usually is. Yeah. Yeah.
They're more adventurous. That's all.
Yeah, that's I joked about saying, well, we're making our girl play with trucks and making our boy play with dolls, because that's usually when you hear those stories. That's usually what they're doing. They're actually forcing the kid to do the opposite of what they should be doing instead of, because they always say, well, we're just doing it sort of to take our hands off and let the kid do what it wants. But that's not usually what they're doing. They're actually pushing the kid to do the opposite of what the society tells them to
do. Let him put all the toys out there. Let him pick what they want to do. When I was a kid, I was out there in the desert chasing lizards and building forts with the boys. I mean,
you
I was a total
still do
tomboy.
That now, don't you?
You got that right. I do. But, I mean, I was a total what they used to call. Remember, they used to call them tomboys. Now they'd probably tell me I needed to take hormones.
Yes. Yeah.
You're 10 years old. You don't want to comb your hair and you're chasing lizards in the desert. You must be a boy. Yeah. I'm sure they would tell me that.
You're 10 years old. You're supposed to be chasing lizards in the desert.
Yeah. Well, nowadays they're 10 years old and they're chasing boys.
That's also true.
I thought boys were icky when I was 10 years old, but then, you know, then things change. All right, coming up, DeRoy Murdoch's going to be here. He's calling Ron DeSantis of Florida the great right hope. I love that. We'll talk with DeRoy Murdoch and get some information from him on that. We'll also talk about St. Louis County considering masks again. Oh, boy. We'll get to all that coming up on the Annie Fry Show. I'm Heidi Harris in for Annie Fry. You can watch us, of course, on YouTube, Annie Fry Show. You can watch us live, right, guys?
At any time, YouTube and Facebook.
And where can they find the podcast?
971talk.com/, I think it's / podcast.
All right, there you go. All right, I'm Heidi Harris in for Annie Fry. Coming right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.